We're backstage at Housing Works Bookstore on the occasion of the release of the brand new album from Amy Ray and our CD release party happening here in New York City, the new album, Didn't It Feel Kinder? Hello, Amy.
Hello, Rita.
Great to see you.
It's good to be here.
I love this new batch of songs. What made you decide to come to Housing Works to have your CD release?
It was actually just like a almost coincidence. Like Alan Light sent an email to Angie, my publicist, and said, you know, is this something Amy would be interested in? And I have another friend involved in AIDS activism, and I said something to him about it, and he was like, oh, that group is great. They do great work. You should definitely do it. And the dates sort of, you know, were like around my CD release, and I was like, I'll just try to do an event. I didn't want to do it alone. So I asked Brandy to come down, Carlisle, and I asked the band Arizona to come play, and just to make it like a big party.
This is kind of a one-night-only thing with you playing with Arizona and Brandy Carlisle. This is pretty cool.
We might have to make it more than one night.
I like that idea. Tell us about Arizona, because these guys are on your record, and you've been a fan of theirs. I talked to you, I don't know, maybe a year ago or something, and you were like, Rita, Arizona. I was like, okay, got it. So you've been a fan and getting the word out about this band. Tell us how you hooked up with them.
Actually, one of them was an intern at Damon Records at my label and had passed off a CD to me, and I didn't actually realize he was in the band. I thought he was just giving me a really cool band's music, and then I was like, oh my God, that's the same person. And, you know, I don't know if he knows that. Where is he? Oh, he's not here. And it was a CD called Welcome Back, Dear Children, and I just was like, I love this band. I just love them. And then for a while, they worked a little bit with our management team, and we just sort of kept in touch. And then I wrote a song that was really influenced by them, and when I was getting ready to start doing another solo record, I asked if we could just record a song together just to see what would happen. And it just was a blast. And then they ended up sort of being sprinkled throughout the record, actually, on a lot of, like, the keyboard player did and the bass player and the vocals. And they kind of came and did different things on different songs, so it became kind of a cross-pollination.
And you're so cool, too, because you really get off on working with other artists, and that, like, charges you.
Yeah, I like the collaboration. And I'm a fan of Arizona, mm-hmm. a big fan of that band and everything they do. They've got a new record coming out in the fall.
And then you also hooked up with this Brandy Carlisle artist, who, aside from the unicorn sneakers,
relatively unknown, I might add,
is a pretty cool cat. Now, how did you guys first start working together?
You want to tell the story?
Yeah, I met Amy through Emily, and I've always been so influenced by the Indigo Girls and Amy's solo stuff, too, long before I actually met them. I love Stag and Prom. And I got to sing harmonies on a song on their record, and then when I went and did my record with T-Bone, we came up with the idea to have the Indigo Girls sing harmonies on this song of mine called Cannonball, and we just all made fast friends and working together ever since.
I mean, obviously you get a charge, too, out of singing with different people and playing with different people. What has been the sort of musical chemistry for you guys, in as much as you can articulate it and put it into words, because it is kind of a hard thing to talk about?
I think when Brandy came on board with Indigo Girls and we started doing stuff together and we went on tour together and started singing together, she sort of built this bridge almost with me and Emily and between us that was sort of just an energetic thing, like a ball of energy. And it was really inspiring to both me and Emily. And I think if you've been in the business like as long as we have, which is so long, it's like when you come across musicians that energize you like that, you just get excited. And there's chemistry and you want to play together. And that's what happened. And Brandy had a lot of the same sort of influences us and was familiar with our songs and we were familiar with hers, and it was very easy to just immediately kind of get in there and sing together and blend, you know. And so we're just fortunate, I guess, you know. It's a fortunate thing.
I've been a really big fan of the Indigo Girls for such a long time, really, and on a personal level, I just love them both so much and so differently that for some reason it just really is it's a special thing.
We can go toe-to-toe on, like, Indigo Girls tunes and, you know.
Should we do Indigo Girls trivia? And
No.
I'm going to win.
Then we're going to do a Brandy trivia.
Yeah, I'm going to win.
That's a short one.
Where does Rita trivia come in?
Right. No, the Brandy trivia is, what are unicorn sneakers, Alex?
Sorry, I'm the real Napoleon Dynamite nerd.
What can we expect tonight, Amy, for the CD release show? What are we going to hear?
It's going to be fun. Arizona's going to open the show with five tunes, most of them new songs, and then I'm going to play five songs with Arizona that they went and learned like a bunch of songs from the solo record that Kaya and Mel from the Butchies had played. And so they learned Kaya and Mel's parts. And then they were also playing the stuff we played together. And then Brandy and I are going to do a set together and just kind of switch off and sing on each other's songs and sort of do some of the new stuff acoustically and some of the stuff from Stag. So it's kind of like the rock show is first and then the folk show is second.
So we got a little driver education ahead?
Hey, yeah, we're going to play driver education.
We got a little bus ahead as well?
We're going to play some bus. Yeah.
We're backstage at Housing Works for the CD release of Amy Ray's new album, Didn't It Feel Kinder?